Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, the school year is already a month old for some of our listeners. And here on Pebbles of Truth, we've been talking about the ABCs of technology. And last week, if you were listening, we discussed the social media giant Facebook and what parents should keep in mind as their children go online. If you missed that show or any other show, remember that you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. But this week, we're talking about cell phones. And with me again is Scott Phillips. Now, Scott, I'm guessing that a lot of parents out there have had their teen or tween or even younger child ask for a cell phone and say, you know, Mom and Dad, everyone has one but me. What do you say?
You know, those kids, they're probably not exaggerating. Some studies have found that over 75% of teenagers in this country have a cell phone. That's incredible. So just like Facebook, the issue of cell phone use isn't going to go away. In fact, another study showed that teens spend an average of 3 hours a day on their cell phones during the school year.
And Scott, you know, that really doesn't surprise me. I'm amazed at how many times I've seen a group of teenagers, and every single one of them seems to be on their cell phone, possibly even texting each other next
right.
door, you know. So what are some of the issues that parents need to think about then when considering purchasing a cell phone for their teenager?
Well, the first thing to remember is that our kids are going to want an iPhone or a Droid or something that they can update their Facebook page and go on the internet and so on. But that doesn't mean that's what they have to have. It's amazing to me the number of parents that limit internet use on the family computer but then willingly hand their child an iPhone. We need to remember these kids can get access to anything on a cell phone with a data plan that they can get to on a computer, and in some cases they can get there faster.
That's great advice, Scott, and boy, those data plans are expensive as well. But, you know, when I think of cell phones and teens texting, what immediately comes to mind is, incredibly, how many teens can sit there for hours typing text to each other.
I read about another survey that found that most teens would rather lose the ability to talk than the ability to send text.
Okay, now let me stop you there. Why is that?
Well, one reason is that sending texts allow you to edit your speech before you send it. Teens like the fact that they can type out a message, look it over, analyze it, and make changes to it before it gets communicated. We usually can't do that face-to-face. And, of course, you don't have to be near someone to text them, and it can be more efficient than making a phone call.
And along with that texting, it allows kids to communicate without being noticed by other kids as
well.
Sure,
right.
For example, a boy may want to talk to a girl at the lunchroom, but is too embarrassed for him to actually walk over and talk to her.
Right, and if he does, what if his voice squeaks? What will her friend say? What will his friend say? So on and so forth. Texting takes away all those things.
Well, what else about texting should parents be thinking about?
Well, we've begun to advise parents to choose either unlimited texting or no texting at all. I know that 300 texts seems like a lot, but most kids will blow through that in a matter of days.
Matter of hours.
Yeah, right, once they get going. And remember, both text you send and text you receive count, so your child doesn't even have to be sending a lot of text for them to get over that limit. In fact, text bombing is a popular prank that teens play on other teens.
Text bombing, I'm not sure. What is that all about?
Well, text bombing is when a bunch of kids get together and send a poor victim hundreds of texts in a short amount of time. Believe it or not, there's even an app for this. It usually locks up the victim's phone, and if they don't have an unlimited text plan, the next bill will be a couple hundred dollars more than usual.
Wow. You know, Scott, there's a lot more than we can discuss about cell phones here on the show today, but our time is drawing to a close. And I want to mention again that we have a workshop entitled Tech 101 that talks about these issues surrounding technology and our kids. We'd love to come to your church and present it. And if you're interested in learning more about that, you can have House on the Rock at your church. Come on over and visit our website and leave us a message. We also have a series take-home sheet that we'd love to be able to give you for free. It's out on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Well, next week, we're going to wrap up technology by talking about cyberbullying. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.